Welcome. Good to have you all with us. And we are going to have a conversation. We're starting off our show today talking about marriage equality and the announcement that President Barack Obama made today, which is pretty earth-shaking in terms of the controversy in this country. 30 states have overturned or banned same-sex marriage. Maryland is going to have that on the ballot in November. Some people are arguing it could be the first state in the nation to actually where it might win, that we'll see in November. But this clearly, the statement he made today has really created a new conversation, I think, about all this. We'll be talking to Elbridge James and Delegate Heather Mazier in a minute. But let me first play for you this clip so you all can hear what President Barack Obama said. We don't have the clip. Okay, Elbridge James is on the air with us. He's director of the Maryland Black Family Alliance, and Delegate Heather Mazier is with us, state delegate from Montgomery County. And Heather and Elbridge, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Mark. Thanks.
Heather, so welcome. It's good to have you. And Elbridge, you there too? All right, Heather, we'll just start. Tell me what your reaction is. I mean, this is something that really, I think, over the last few days, hearing what Secretary Duncan said, what Vice President Biden said, this being brought to the news. So President Obama in some ways was kind of pushed by that in some aspects maybe to be heard. And he chose this venue with ABC News, Good Morning America tomorrow, to have that be said. So tell me what you think. Heather? Do we have Heather on the line? Go ahead.
Mark, I'm sorry. I'm going to call you back from a different phone. I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I apologize.
Okay, sure. No problem. Folks, you can join us here at 410-319-8888 to join in on this conversation. Let me know what you think about the issue of same-sex marriage, what President Barack Obama said. And we're looking forward to having you on here with us, 410-319-8888. And we'll get right to your calls as soon as you call in. And I don't know, we might have a clip here in a minute of President Obama and what he said earlier, because basically what he was saying in that clip was that he had thought long and hard and mulled it over and had conversations with his family and with his daughters who had friends who had gay parents. But this is kind of monumental in terms of the national debate that we are having in America over gay rights and gay marriage. Do we have that clip now? So let's go to the clip and hear what President Barack Obama said.
As I said, I've been going through an evolution on this issue. I've always been adamant that gay and lesbian Americans should be treated fairly and equally. And that's why, in addition to everything we've done in this administration, rolling back Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so that outstanding Americans can serve our country, whether it's no longer defending the Defense Against Marriage Act, which tried to federalize what has historically been state law, I've stood on the side of broader equality for the LGBT community. And I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient, that was something that would give people hospital visitation rights and other elements that we take for granted. I was sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, the word marriage was something that evokes very powerful traditions, religious beliefs, and so forth. But I have to tell you that over the course of several years, as I talk to friends and family and neighbors, when I think about members of my own staff who are in incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together, when I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage. At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
So welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. That was President Barack Obama answering some of the questions you'll hear on ABC this evening's news and tomorrow morning. Elbridge James is with us. He's director of the Maryland Black Family Alliance, and Delegate Heather Mazier, who is the Maryland State Delegate from Montgomery County, who's leading this fight in the House of Delegates and the General Assembly. Heather and Elbridge. So Heather, going back to what your immediate thoughts on hearing what the president had to say. Can we pot her up, please? Heather, you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. So, Heather, so I'm just your thoughts on what President Barack Obama said, and how do you think this alters or changes the conversation we're about to have?
Well, I think it's really significant when you've got the President of the United States. There's no bigger bully pulpit in the country than the voice of the president, and he came forward in a very clear and convincing way today, saying that he has always been adamant that LGBT Americans would be treated fairly and equally, and that he believes it's important to affirm his personal belief that gay and lesbian couples should have the right to marry. And I think it's going to be particularly helpful in Maryland as we prepare for what we expect to be a ballot referendum on whether or not we sustain the victory from the Maryland General Assembly's passage of marriage equality. And we're going to be working really hard in every community across the state to turn out the vote and get support for sustaining that historic vote here in Maryland, being the eighth state that has decided to protect all families equally. And this is just going to be a huge boost in momentum for us in a very historic day.
And I know, Elbridge, you've been battling this too and working on this issue, especially with African-American families in the state of Maryland to support the right of gay marriage. And I'm curious as to how you think this will or will not change the discussions you're having. It may not change them at all. It may. What do you think?
I think it'll change the discussion and the dynamics greatly. Many African-American leaders who understandingly have more issues on their plate and have tended not to focus on this issue or not focused on it and give it a positive position, now have to rethink and look. For many of us, we've said in the African-American community, as the African-American community gained its civil and equal rights throughout the decades from the 50s forward to the 2000s, we left our lesbian and gay and transgender brothers and sisters behind and sort of pushed over to the corner. Well, the issue of equal protection under the law for no matter what your sex and your loving relationships now is coming forward. And we're saying in this one instance, yes, it should be affirmed. And our president has said, yes, it should be affirmed. This is a civil rights, an equal rights issue. It is not a religious issue.
It also was, in some ways, a very risky step for the president politically. I mean, since the country is so divided on this issue, it showed some leadership in terms of his belief in a position and how he moved towards something. But it also, Heather, is a position in the midst of a presidential campaign that could work either way for him.
Well, let me step back on it before you go to Heather. You got to remember, under candidate Kennedy and President Kennedy in the 1960s, African-American civil rights was a divided issue in the United States. And there were many, including the religious sector leadership, were saying later on, either to Dr. Martin Luther King and others, let's wait. You know, now's not the time. We have to tread slowly. It takes dynamic leadership, and the president, for whatever reason, has stepped into the vacuum, the void, and offered dynamic leadership, and we applaud and appreciate that.
Heather?
Yeah, I think the president showed today that this isn't an issue that should be subject to politics. This isn't a partisan issue, and this is about how we're going to treat fellow Americans. Are we going to be protected equally under the law? When Maryland decided to give a marriage license to everybody in the state, regardless of their sexual orientation, we acknowledge that 425 state rights and obligations that come with a marriage license belong to any loving couple that is making that commitment to forever. without that protection, we are really harmed in when life throws us deep, deep challenges. A marriage license protects us at the toughest moments. If my wife and I were in a car accident and an ambulance had to come, would Deborah be viewed as my spouse, and could she ride in the ambulance with me? When we got to the hospital, would she be able to make a medical decision on my behalf? If things turned for the worst and I died, would she be able to claim my body for burial? Would she be would she be protected in inheritance proceedings on the dispersal of our joint property assets? All of these things that the law is set to protect families in these toughest of times, and particularly for families with children, we need to have these protections under the law, and politics really shouldn't play in this. It's an issue of basic fairness and equality.
Let me open the phones. Our listeners are thinking as we talk about this. Breaking news here. They came over the wires at 3 o'clock. We knew it was happening today. 410-319-8888. And we'll take them in order they came in. So we're going to talk to Reverend Meredith and then Robert and Mike and Linda. And before we move on to a new area of discussion, 410-319-8888 is the number here. And Reverend Meredith, you're on the air.
Good evening, all. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening.
Delegate Mazur and Mr. Elvis James. Thank you so much. I think the president showed dynamic leadership. I am so proud of him. I've always been on Team Obama, but, I mean, I'm more than full steam ahead now. And I think that, one, we need to remember that this president was the first sitting president to endorse marriage equality, and he is the first black president. So that opens an avenue of doors, not just in the black community, but dialogue within the gay community about the racial dynamics that have polarized this internal conversation in the LGBT community. And I'm very eager to have that conversation. And I think that his leadership shows that when people take a bold step, a courageous step on the right, on the ground of equal rights for all people, America is made a better place. And I am so proud of the president today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your thoughts. 4103, let's get a couple of callers in. We'll come back to our guests. And let's go to, what did I say was next? Robert is next. You're on the air.
Hi, everyone. I just want to say that as a black man living in Maryland, I am very disappointed with the president's comments. I think he's turned his back on the black community. He's turned his back on the community of faith. And, you know, this isn't the first time in our history that we've had a president drive a wedge like this. You know, we've had a gay president, and his name was James Buchanan, and he kept the country divided between slave owners and those who wanted freedom. And now, in the name of civil rights, you've taken this movement, you've turned it upside down and on its head, and you've redefined what it means to be a marriage, a man and a woman, which is what is necessary to make a child. And to hear these two guests and to hear our president come out and say that what is not normal, not right, not sanctified by God deserves the same recognition as that sacred institution called marriage is just an offense to me and should be an offense to every legislator who takes an oath to the Maryland Constitution, which recognizes that our rights come from God, not from government.
All right. Thank you, Robert, for your thoughts. And let's get some other thoughts, and then we'll go back to our guests. I want to hear their responses to our listeners. Linda, you're on the air.
Hi. Good evening.
Welcome.
And I, thank you for accepting my call. And, Robert, you are so very right. People who are homosexual in homosexual relationships, they should not be crucified, but they sure should not be justified as to stand up before us, somebody who's supposed to be ordained by God to allow two same-sex people stand there and quote the same vows. God created man, and he created woman for man, and that's the only marriage that is supposed to take place. Now,
okay, let our guests respond. Let me start with you.
Can I answer part of that?
Elbridge, go ahead.
And this is not to take away from either one of those two persons. They're allowed to say what they need to say. But as a man and a woman, my wife and I could have gone down to the magistrate never touched the church and we said our vows and have been married. So it was not a church, it was not a faith-driven issue. It was an issue of our love to each other. And when we look at marriage, marriage is based on love to your partner, to the one that you feel closest to and that you're willing to commit, you know, with all your heart and soul to. That doesn't take the church. That takes the legal understanding and the legal recognition. That's number one. And then number two is that in this country, the elderly and a lot of folks get married and they're not going to bear children. So it has nothing to do with children. I'm not disputing what you're going to say with regard to faith and church. And in fact, in the bill, as Heather can state, the bill protects the faith community and our churches so they are not required, mandated, or obligated to do anything with gay and lesbian marriage. They are protected.
Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, the great thing about the president making this statement today is that he's creating opportunity for an amplified conversation about this topic all across the country right now, and it gives us an opportunity to have a dialogue with the concerns that were raised by the previous callers. I honor and recognize that there is a difference of opinion in this country about religious perspective on same-sex couples, and no one's trying to change anyone's opinion about what the church teaches or what the church has to honor and recognize. The church always has been separate and apart from the government in being able to decide who can and who cannot get married, and that will never change. That is not changed by the Maryland law. We have specific language in there to go above and beyond to make sure that there's an absolute separation and religious freedom protection in there. And but what it does give us an opportunity to do is to talk about how the state laws, you know, the caller said that we take an oath. We take an oath to the Constitution of the state of Maryland. We don't put our, one of my colleagues from District 20 famously said, Jamie Raskin once said that, you know, we put our hands on the Bible and make swear an oath to the Constitution. We don't put our hand on the Constitution and swear an oath to the Bible. I mean, there is a separation between what the church does and what the state does. And in the state, everyone should be treated equally under the law.
So this is interesting to see what people are thinking and saying about all of this. And, you know, when you look at the comments on some of our Facebook pages here, people are all over the map and saying all kinds of things about this. Before we have to take a break, I mean, we're having people write in saying, Joe Green writes in, he just lost the election, simple as that. Some people who take it a little further to the left saying Obama just came out and said that it was cool for gay people to get married and then they can get detained without trial together. And Dennis writes in, glad he did, but still supports a state-by-state approach to deciding it. So to me, he's playing both sides. It's not good enough. And Brenda Lee Spicer writes in, any minister, no matter what denomination, knows homosexuality is an abomination unto God, and a so-called Christian should too. Shannon Hawkins writes in, bravo. Matthew writes in, Obama is a great president. He will be reelected. He's Obama. He's not your mama. So quit being a bunch of crybabies. I have known several gay ministers of many Christian denominations, Episcopalian for one, Lutheran for another. So there are people just really all over the map. There's one tongue-in-cheek comment. There's a joke I can tell because I know the person wrote in, Jason, who writes in, I always knew he was secretly gay Muslim socialist born in Kenya, and this definitely proves it. And finally, before we have literally final comments before we take a break, Lawrence writes in a country based on equal rights, I believe that people have the right to happiness if they desire unhappiness in the liberty, no matter what their lifestyle is, as long as you do not violate the laws of the state. If they violate God's law, it's between them and God, not me, writes in Lawrence Miller. And we decided to have the two of you on today rather than analysis, which we'll do next week, about where this takes politics in America. But I think that this does show that this is raised a huge volcanic response, I think, by the American people, no matter which side of this issue that you live on, Heather.
Yes, I think that there's always been a fairly split opinion on this issue, and this is going to create an opportunity and a dialogue for us to have those heart-to-heart conversations and hopefully move the needle in the direction of fairness and love. You know, this is about protecting people who are making commitments to love and protect each other. And, you know, the one thing on the church teachings, I also always like to remind people that the Catholic Church, I'm a Catholic, the Catholic Church already can decide who does and doesn't get married. The Catholic Church often decides not to let straight people get married. If you have gotten married in the Catholic Church and divorced and you don't go through an annulment proceeding, you can't get married again. And so nothing about this changes the role and the sovereignty of the churches to be able to still decide who can and cannot get married, whether gay or straight or any other kind of marriage. The churches all get to decide who doesn't get married and recognized within the church. It's just that behind the courthouse doors, we are going to decide as a state that we're going to treat everyone equally.
I want to thank Elbridge, quick thought before we have to go.
I agree with Heather, with what she was saying. I also know, and I had a friend that said that, you know, God didn't appoint or anoint him or me or anyone else to decide. When we go to God, God will decide whether we lived righteously and justly by his words and his commands. And I think as Heather and I have worked together, we believe in helping those that are Marylanders for equal protection is what God would want. He would want love, not hate.
Elbridge James is director of the Maryland Black Family Alliance. Delegate Heather Mazier is a state delegate from Montgomery County. I want to thank them both for joining us today, and we'll come back to this issue next week with some analysis on how this looks in the presidential campaign. No matter what position you take. And thank you both so much, and all of you for writing in and calling in with your thoughts. Thank you, Heather and Elbridge.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Mark.
We're going to take a very brief break and come right back to our conversation. Fela is in town. Don't want to miss it.